Hey everybody, Seb Peterson here with Lubbock Rodent Control Answers, and today's show is called, What Diseases Do Rodents Commonly Spread in Lubbock? You know that tiny mouse scurrying across your garage floor might look harmless enough, but trust me, these little guys can be carrying some seriously nasty surprises. Here in Lubbock, we're dealing with more rodent-borne illnesses than most folks realize, and today I'm going to break it down for you. First off, let's talk about our local troublemakers. We've got house mice, roof rats, and field mice running around Lubbock. These nocturnal ninjas are mostly active when you're sleeping, and they're masters at finding ways into your home. Fun fact, if you can stick a quarter through a gap, a mouse can probably squeeze through it too. They're basically furry contortionists. Now for the not-so-fun part, the diseases these critters can spread. Hantavirus is a big one, and it's no joke. We've also got salmonella, which can turn your stomach inside out, rat bite fever, and something called lymphocytic chorioamnionitis. I know that last one's a tongue twister, but they're all serious business. How do you know if you've got uninvited roommates? Well, keep an eye out for the three telltale signs. First, droppings in your pantry or cabinets. These are like tiny calling cards. Second, gnaw marks on walls or food packages. Rodents have to constantly chew to keep their teeth from growing too long. And third, those mysterious scratching sounds at night that make you wonder if your house is haunted. Just last month, I worked with a family here in Lubbock who learned this lesson the hard way. They found mice had turned their pantry into an all-you-can-eat buffet. When we tested the area, we found salmonella contamination. They ended up having to completely sanitize their kitchen and replace all their food. That's $3,000 down the drain, folks. Here's what you need to do right now. Grab some steel wool and caulk, and seal up any holes bigger than a quarter inch. Store your food in metal or glass containers. Plastic won't cut it against those tiny teeth. And please, get your home inspected every few months. Prevention is always cheaper than cure. This has been Seb Peterson with Lubbock Rodent Control Answers.